Actually, speaking of tidy towns, Aileen Nielander has just popped into the studio. You're involved with the tidy towns occasionally, or you have been in the past, haven't you,
Aina? I give them advice, and we give them trees for National Tree Week, which is the first week in March, and the tidy towns group plant trees in their towns, and it's all part of that. And I sometimes go to open a tree or plant a tree or say, oh, shake holy water over it. Yeah, so I have lots of contact with tidy towns. They're a great group.
Do you give the trees out free?
Yeah, the Tree Council does. Yeah, it's part of what we do in the Tree Council of Ireland for National Tree Week, which is in March.
That's a great idea, isn't it? Does everybody know that already? I suppose the tidy towns people do know that.
Well, we've been doing it for the last 40 years, so unless you've been living down a hole, you should know at this stage. And we've planted over 250,000 trees with this particular initiative, National Tree Week. It was 1 week every year for 40 years. Of 250,000 trees have been planted. So it's a very successful initiative, and it'll be happening again next year.
Right. 9 days. Is it 9 days to Christmas or something like that? Today is the 15th.
It's 25. So, I mean, it depends on how many sleeps you're counting, on whether a day is a night or whether you're Christmas Eve. But there are there.
Have you got a tree up yourself?
Yes.
What do you think of that whole debate about whether it should be a plastic tree, a real tree, or even a rented tree? Have you heard about that? People are renting trees from companies?
I have a real tree that was Lord Manted Fir, grown in Ireland. People grew it on the ground. It's been removed. It took in carbon for that length of time. It took in fertiliser and stuff to make it grow. It smells gorgeous in my house. And when the time is over, it'll be sent off to be mulched. And that's it. I don't like plastic artificial things. If you have a plastic artificial tree that you have for the last 25 years, keep it for 25 more. And you are not doing any harm to the environment using the tree you have. So it is.
So you're against plastic.
And there's on. I don't like a plastic tree myself personally, but.
But how do you feel about a tree being cut down just to give you decoration for Christmas?
Well, because a tree is not a statue, another one will grow. I mean, trees live and die. I mean, you think a tree, cutting down a tree was like killing somebody, but you get over it.
I've got over it. Sorry I asked you. Anyway, I have something for you, Aineer. A little present. Take that.
Yes,
take
yes.
that. It's an email that came in from our regular listener. Read it out if
Shall
you would,
I read
please.
It out?
Well,
okay.
It's for you.
Okay, hi team.
Well, it was sent to me, but it's about you. It's
hi,
for
team.
You.
Hi team. This is from a person called Barry McCarthy. And he says, I listened with interest to your segment on seals in the Liffey. Your listener noted that he had seen the animal above the weir in Island Bridge. But Aina seemed to think that the weir would be a limit for the seal. I lived by the weir for several years and often saw seals fishing below the weir and once or twice witnessed them hauling out and flopping up the weir to the upper river.
Hauling out onto the bank?
Yeah, well, he doesn't say the bank, but I assume he means it. Hauling out means and flopping up the weir to the upper river. You will find some video evidence attached with my kids' commentary as we watched with delight. So, of course, I had to email him back and say, you know, so, I mean, it wasn't that I was wrong. It was just this was further evidence, further knowledge. So I said that I
Yeah,
was
this was all sparked from a listener who thought they saw a seal in the water up the Liffey and were wondering.
And I was saying,
yes,
that
not impossible, but.
Yeah, but anyway, he had seen it with his own eyes, videoed it, coming, getting out of the river, flopping up on the bank and going along. Now, I mean, a seal is a mammal, it's not a fish. So this is not, in that sense, amazing because it has lungs and it could breathe and flop up. And they do this when they haul out to give pups. So it came out of the river, went around into the river, above the river, and above the weir and fed upon the salmon or the food that it was eaten. And of course, being me, I had to say, and did you see him coming back?
Yeah.
But he said he'd never seen anyone coming back and he wondered indeed if they took the bus back. Mind you, eels will do this as well. Now, eels are actually fish. So they will actually get out of water and wriggle on the wet grass.
Yeah.
So there's enough moisture in the wet grass for the eels.
Well, I saw that with my own eyes anyway. We were kids growing up in Donnybrook, Harvard Park.
Yeah.
The pond was always full of eels and we wondered how do they get there? Well, they'd come up the River Dodder
and
slithered across. But it was quite a distance, ain't it? Like, I mean, a couple of hundred metres in fairness.
Yeah, that's right. You see them in holy wells and things, which in fact are spring wells. There's no river going in or out of a well. And if you go to a holy well in which there is an eel swimming around, the water is even more holy. I will give you an even better miracle than if there isn't an eel swimming around in it. So, I mean,
the water would be a bit slimy, no?
Have it not at all. An eel is only a little thing. It's not that big. I mean, there's not that much slime off them. And then, in fact, you're washing your face with it, so because it's generally a cure for the eyes. People long ago lived in very smoky cabins and their eyes were always sore from the. And so if you went to
Can
a nice
just say, if
water,
you have a problem with your eyes, will you see a medical professional? This is not medical advice we're giving here.
I don't
no,
tell
you have to say, you have to be so careful about everything you say nowadays.
I'm telling you the scale. I'm not giving medical advice. But
right, okay,
if you washed your face
clarifying.
In any glass of water, it would ease the soreness in the eyes. So a lot of these holy wells were considered to have cures for this. So the eel can
Teabags.
Do it. And that's odd. But the seal with lungs. And so it's great. It's great that people are observing things. I mean, it's great that observing them, videoing them, sending them in. We need
it's
more
great they're
of these
listening.
Things. Well, indeed. And responding and putting me right. Improving
right.
my
Send
store
us a picture
knowledge.
Of your Christmas tree, will you? We'll put it on the website. Because I'm sure the listeners would love to see it.
I'll consult with the rest of the family as to whether we actually want our Christmas tree. I may not send you in a picture.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Aina. That's all we have time for tonight. Don't forget to visit the website rte.ie/Mooney. We'll do it all again next week at the same time. Till then, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.